Okay, good morning, everybody. So today, Erev Shabbos, the Halach and the Rambam is an idea that we've touched on two or three times, but again, so it's less of a chiddush than it is a validation of a shita that I've tried very hard to articulate, which is that the idea of skila, as opposed to all of the misas bezdin, is that skila addresses, as the misa achamu Rabbi Yosef, the shita sachachamim, the afuke Reb Shimon, is really about things that challenge kolata rakula. Then we talked about a subcategory, a separate din tliya, in our understanding of the Rambam. The Rambam understood the machlokes between the Chacham and Reb Lazar of Kolin Iskal and Nitlin versus Megadev and Ovid Avodah Zarah to really be a fundamental machlokes about whether tliya is just an extension of skila or whether tliya is really a din bifnei atzmo with respect to Es Hashem Hu Megadev, Giduf, and Selam Elokim. And we tried to bring many, many, many rayas to that over the last week. I made the point at the time, the fact that the Rambam cites the Pasuk, Sakol Yisakel O Yaro Yerayim B'Yamayim Yishet Lo Yechem Mishoch Hayovel Hema Yalu Vahar, is that Skila is always tailored to uprooting Maimad Har Sinai, challenging the very foundation. So what we'll see here is that in the list of the Shmona Asar Niskalin, it's very clear that it relates back to Maimad Har Sinai and the Aseres HaDibros, in particular. So let's go achad. Kol niskalin shebetor shmona asar ve'eluhin abala aim, right, which is the primordial, you know, form of arayos, the most egregious form of arayos, so literally the rechem sheyatza mimenu. Ve'al eishes av, okay, eishes av, even if she's not your mother, but a betrayal of the father. Ve'al kalasol, ve'al nara murasol, azachor, aleha. So again, you know, this is under the lo tinaf, obviously a subsection of the arayos, the most chamor of the arayos, which fundamentally challenge, right, the very core principles of, you know, of Tara, which are, you know, part of the national ethos. So, you know, if you're Rav Sadia Gaon and you want to group it under a section in the Dibros, right, clearly lo tinaf. Then the Megadev, Ovid Avodah Zarah. Interesting, the Megadev comes first. Okay. I think that's part of the chumrah that we see in Tliya as well. The Megadev is the archetype, and we extrapolate to Avodah Zarah. But anyway, Ovid Avodah Zarah is certainly kofer b'chol haTorah kula. It's challenging my Maimad Har Sinai. V'nosim mizara lemolach u'balov u'al yidoni v'amesis me'idiach u'mechashev. Right, so that obviously goes under lo yelucha lo himacherim al panai lo sas lecha fesel v'chol tumno asher b'shamayim al b'asher b'aretz mitachas v'asher b'mayim mitachas l'aretz mechalos haShabbos. Right, is a din skila as well. Right, and again, Shabbos is Shkula Keneged Kol HaTorah Kula, the Ayin, the Rambam, Shabbos, Perek Lamed, Goy Lechol Devarav, if you're talking about before Hasya Mekalul Aviv, Oimo Ben Sarah Mora, that would clearly go under, you know, Kabeda Tzavicha Ve'asimecha. So the point is, with the Niskala, and it's just some random aggregation, but those things that warrant Skila are things that challenge Maimad Har Sinai itself, Kabbalah Satara itself. Certain of them are literally Kofer B'chol HaTorah Kula, Mumar Lechol HaTorah, Avodah Zarah and Shabbos. Others are such egregious forms of arayos that they really require the strongest possible, the strongest possible denouncement, and the strongest possible consequence. Baal Aim, Baal Isha Sa'av, Kalaso, and then of course, the Ben Sarah Mora type issues. Makal Aviv Imo is even worse than Makal Aviv Imo because bringing the Shem Shemayim into it, which is always important in that sugya of Shlosha Shutvin, and the Bein Adam the Makom aspects of Kibud Avim. So in any event, you see, I think very clearly here that Skila is very targeted for those Averos that fundamentally challenge the essence of Kabbalah Satorah in the form of the Aseres HaDibros, and in terms of what the Aseres HaDibros represent, a quote from Chazal in the Vayikra Rabbah, to be cited by Rashi at the beginning of Parashas Kedoshim, that Rov Gufei Torah Tliyin Bahen, right, that they serve as the kind of the bullet points of Kol HaTorah Kula.